Yeah, just in case you didn't get that famous movie reference there, I'm pretending to be a Christopher Nolan film. Hello, everybody. You're all very welcome to the Big Review Ski. My name is Owen Doherty. I'm not actually a Christopher Nolan film. I am a real life human boy. But speaking of Christopher Nolan films, Tenet is finally released in Irish cinemas. It's been a long time coming. And to be fair, who even really understands time having seen Tenet? Nobody actually knows. Christopher Nolan has completely flipped the entire thing on its head, turned it inside out and backwards and whatever. It was due to be out like a couple of months ago. Then it was delayed and delayed and delayed. But he was determined that it was going to be seen on as big a screen as possible. And he's finally had his wish. So you can now go to see Tenet, if you're based in Ireland anyway, up on the big screen. It is, of course, star John David Washington, son of Denzel, as the protagonist. He's the main guy in the movie. I know you know what a protagonist is, but that's actually his character name as well, all right? I'm not just being, you know, patronizing. You've also got Robert Pattinson in there, Elizabeth Debicki, and the wonderful Kenneth Branagh. And ahead of the movie's release, I was fortunate enough to have the chance to speak to all four of them for approximately about 25 seconds each, because that's the way famous people interviews go this these days. But you're about to hear from Kenneth Branagh, first of all, who was just wonderfully, wonderfully charming and lovely, even though he plays such a bastard in Tenet, and he plays the part perfectly. And then you will hear John David, as I said, the star of the show, who is just fantastic in the role. He's an ex-NFL player, and it's so physical in Tenet, but he just absolutely nails the part. Plus, it helps that he's an amazing actor. And then last but not least, it's Elizabeth Debicki and Robert Pattinson together. Sit back, relax. You're going to hear a quick clip of the movie Tenet, followed by Mr. Kenneth Branagh. Don't forget to subscribe to the Big Review Ski. Thanks for listening in. We've got loads of great interviews up there. The cast of Normal People, Bryan Cranston there from last week as well. We're going to have Lisa McGee, creator and writer of Derry Girls, coming up very, very soon as well. So you can look forward to that. And go and see Tenet and let us know what you think. And yeah, again, thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. See you later.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
Nuclear holocaust?
No. Something worse.
All I have for you is a word.
Tell it.
It'll open the right doors, some of the wrong ones too.
Kenneth Branagh, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. I do say that to everybody, but I mean it this time.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on making it to the release of Tenet, finally. You're still in one piece. There's no nice way to say this, but you're a real nasty prick in this film, aren't you?
When I went for my first costume fitting, Christopher Nolan walked back from the set with me, and he said, and he took 5 minutes to do it, not usual for him, and I wondered why he was accompanying me all this way. He said, I just need you to know that this fella is unremittingly bad. He said, don't look for anything good, don't try and redeem him, don't find the softer side, there isn't one. And I need you to know that. And on the final day when they wrapped me, he said, oh, by the way, you've got the memo. You got the memo about the character.
No higher compliment. Well, you do get to deliver what I consider is going to go on to be one of the greatest death threats in movie history, involving somebody's neck and maybe some male genitalia. Was that one of your own lines? Does that come from reality?
No, that definitely, I wouldn't dare try and improvise in a Christopher Nolan film. And no, that particular exotic means of punishment definitely comes from Christopher Nolan himself.
I was wondering, John David delivers a brilliant version of the word whoa, which Keanu Reeves would be proud of. I put everything into it there now. I don't know if you could tell, but I was wondering.
It's seamless.
I appreciate your pity. I was wondering if
whenever you were making it or reading it or even just filming it or seeing it, was there a particular whoa moment for you? I'm not sure if you've had a chance to even see it and kind of take it all in yet, but yeah, that whoa moment for you.
I walked out of a door. I'd been arrived at this location. It was very early. It was dark. They took me into this place. I was a bit sort of woozy with it all. The flight had been delayed and everything. And later that morning, I opened the door to the bottom of this building, and there was Amalfi, 5,000 people. In front of me was Christopher Nolan. There was a massive yacht. There were like three camera crews. There was a launch, Elizabeth Debicki looking like the most ravishing creature that had ever been created. John David Washington looking as cool as the coolest thing that had ever been seen on screen. And they said, Cairn, are you ready? We're taking you to your yacht. That was, I would say, a whoa moment.
Most definitely. And now that the release is here, the NDAs are done, the secrets are over, whenever friends and family come up to you, and I don't know what they call you, Ken, Kenny, Cabron, I'm not sure what it is, but when people finally ask you, what is the movie Tenet about, what are you now able to say to them?
I say it's about 2.5 hours.
You see, I told you were a nasty prick.
It's an exhilarating blockbuster from Christopher Nolan. He's written it like a personal film. It comes out like a massive train of a movie, exhilarating. Blow your brains out, blow your mind out. And a great way to get back to the escapism of the movies.
Well, hopefully we'll see you, Cillian Murphy and Barry Keoghan in a Christopher Nolan movie in Ireland very soon.
Done. Sold. I'm on. Are you writing it?
I'm going to do a whoa at some point anyway.
Okay, perfect. You're on. Okay. Good to talk to you, Owen.
Cheers, Kevin. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, John David. It's absolutely great to meet you today. How are you?
Good, good. Likewise. Good to meet you too.
Congratulations, first of all, on finally making it to the release of Tenet. You've done it.
Yes. Thank you. Sure.
There were some amazing moments with you throughout the movie, and three of the standout for me were a cheese grater fight, which I don't think I've ever seen in a film before. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And the other was the extreme chin-ups or chin-downs. I'm not sure what way it works in the world of Tenet, but yeah, just they weren't normal ones. You had to do it on a boat or at the top of a wind turbine. But the final thing was the way you delivered the word whoa, whenever you were being explained the world of Tenet. I was wondering what was going through your mind at that point. And when you were making the film and or even watching it, what was the whoa moment for you finally seeing the film?
Okay. Thank you for such compliments. What the audience would go through as well when you're catching a bullet, not firing it, like I was thinking, like, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is happening as far as the character is concerned. So that's what I was going through. Those moments. So what are those war moments in the film for me? I think some of the physicality, some of the combat stuff, the hand to hand combat stuff that you see in the movements. I don't want to give it away, but the movements between inverted world and regular world. Whoa. Really, I we've never seen that in cinema before, and the preparation for making these moments come to life the way they did, it was worth it. It was a lot of preparation, a lot of discovery, some trial and error stuff. From people like George Cottle, our the head stunt coordinator, that have seen and done it all, even he found himself saying whoa a lot of times, which was super encouraging and fun to know that we're kind of discovering it together. I'm finding out the same way they are. It's really cool.
No, well, it definitely worked the charm in the movie. So congrats on that. And now that the release is here and the secrets are over, sort of, and the NDAs are done, sort of, I was wondering, now that your friends and family might come to you and go, okay, John David, what's the movie Tenet about? What are you now able to say to them when you kind of give them a summation of the film?
I would tell them the movie is about how dangerous wasted time could be, how dangerous given enough time and it being in, having it being controlled by one person could be.
I think they could go with that. Yeah, definitely.
Still,
some of the similarities of watching it, it meant like or felt like you could make a fantastic James Bond. Would that be something that you were kind of thinking about, or that you would love to maybe think about as a future role?
I mean, if who wouldn't want a role like James Bond, man? You know, I mean, who wouldn't want that?
And all we have to do now is basically do the interview backwards, and then that's us sorted.
Oh, you go first.
Okay. Yeah. It's a bit hard to pronounce, but no, thank you very much for your time, John David, and congratulations again on the film.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Robert and Elizabeth, hello. It's great to talk to you today. How are you both keeping?
Very well.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Congratulations on finally making it to the release of Tenet. You're still in one piece, I presume, are you? Just about. We've actually, in a nice bit of Tenet symmetry, we've actually met before. Robert, you were my first ever interview back in 2009 for Twilight New Moon. Yeah, whenever that was released. And slap bang in the middle, in 2015, Elizabeth, you and I chatted for The Man from U.N.C.L.E. So it's got a nice kind of... I'm not saying this is my last ever interview, but you never know. I was wondering, there's a brilliant moment in the movie where John David delivers an excellent whoa, and he's completely blown away by what he's just heard. I was wondering, whenever you were making it or whenever you've seen it, is there a particular whoa moment for each of you in the movie?
To be honest with you, there were so many. For me, I mean, the script, and then I think any time we went to even a new country, because we shot this movie in 7 different countries, so every time you kind of the plane would land somewhere, and the sort of the traveling circus of making this film would just spring up in 24 hours, the cameras would be rolling again, and it was so surreal. But I actually do really remember, between the three of us, JD and Rob and I, the sequence where the plane goes into the building. And I remember that, I feel like, Rob, it was definitely a night shoot. I feel like it was like 1 a.m. and we were standing there in duffel coats and everybody was like waiting for this thing to happen. And you kind of, you know, it's, again, it's that thing as an actor where you read it, but this is only really in a Nolan film. You read it and you go, okay, plane goes into, okay, yeah. And then, I don't know, something happens in your brain where you go, yeah, plane goes into building. I think you're so used to VFX in a way. But all of a sudden, we're standing on this tarmac at like 2 a.m., all these coats on, and like, we watched this plane go into building. And it was really like...
telling the gasoline everywhere exploded.
Insane. And I remember the extras like running out. And you can't sometimes, on a Nolan set, sometimes because he shoots so fast too, sometimes for a second, I get these moments where I go, oh my... But then it was a stunt person, because like, just happening in front of your eyes.
What about you, Robert?
I think it has to be the plane sequence as well. I mean, there's also just so many, some of the shots just all around that sequence, which I was doing with JD as well. I mean, there's kind of, there are these really, really long, beautiful Steadicam shots where like, there are so many elements and such a kind of clockwork sort of intricacy to like everything happening, where everyone's rehearsed the sequence again and again and again. I mean, you suddenly, and like, as you see all the pieces come into play and you're doing everything backwards as well, like you just start thinking like, okay, I'm almost to the end of the scene. And then suddenly the panic starts rising in you because you've seen like so many things, like it's almost gone right. I mean, you're like, oh God, all the responsibility is on me now. I'm going to mess this up. Like, I mean, it's fun and terrifying at the same time. But yeah, like, I mean, there's the audacity of some of these sequences is completely crazy. They're also in Mumbai as well. I mean, I think a lot of the time you're so terrified about having to do it and do it right that you're kind of, I'm just constantly normalizing everything, going, yeah, it's cool. It's cool, like no matter what it is, you're like, yep, can't do that, but come right up.
Oh, well, listen, thanks for the highlights of the movie. Anyway, congratulations again, both of you. As I said, fingers crossed I get another interview after this one, but sure, we'll see what happens. But yeah, looking forward to both your new projects, The Batman and The Crown. Congratulations on those, and see you soon.
Thanks
a lot. See you later.
Boom. 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 Hello and welcome to the big review. You thought this was the start of the show again, but it's actually the end. I just did a Christopher Nolan twisty time turnaround on your head. See ya!